Hi everyone.
Welcome to another episode of
Disability News You Can Use. My name is Deanne Gagne. I am a person with a disability and have had a lot of roles in self-advocacy and the disability community for over 30 years.
And my name is Andrew McQuaid. I'm the sibling of two Rhode Islanders with developmental disabilities.
Each episode of Disability News You Can Use, Andrew and I will discuss a topic that is impacting Rhode Islanders' disability community. Have guests who can share more about the topic and give practical ways you can use the information in your life.
We will also explore how our disability community is intersecting with Rhode Islanders from all walks of life. Today, we'll be interviewing Dr. Christopher Adiato, Medical Director of Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island.
Health insurance is important to everyone, and especially people with disabilities, who can struggle to get the proper necessary care.
Prior to joining Neighborhood, Dr. Adiano practiced general surgery and spine intervention. He served three terms in the Rhode Island State Senate, where he focused on the state budget, as well as development and oversight of healthcare legislation. We were excited to learn more.
Enjoy. Welcome, Dr. Adiano. We are very thankful that you're here and honored to speak with you today. And we'd like to ask our guests just to tell us a little bit about themselves and how they got involved in this work.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, you know, thank you from Neighborhood Health Plan for the opportunity to be on your podcast. I'm a general surgeon by training. I have to say I'm a born and bred Rhode Islander. I'm a card-carrying Rhode Islander. I've been here all my life, grew up in the Middletown area, and obviously been familiar with Neighborhood a bit since it had started about, you know, actually just 30 years ago. This is our 30th anniversary year. And when I came back to Rhode Island to practice medicine after my residency, public health was at least a part of my interests. I actually also, as a practicing general surgeon, was also involved in state government and found a real love of public health and also the health and human services side of healthcare. Healthcare is a major part of our public process. Our taxpayer funds, it's part of so much of our government. We often overlook that. And with that being a significant interest, after 20 years of practicing medicine, when I was ready to take on a new challenge, Neighborhood happened to be looking for some medical directors, and it has been a 9-plus-year, absolutely wonderful journey at Neighborhood for me.
Well, and I really appreciate you sharing that, because you really shared why, in large part, Deanne and I were really interested in the opportunity to interview you today, because you're right, health insurance plays a really critical part in all of our lives, and particularly for Rhode Islanders with disabilities. And so from that lens and from your role, what do you think is important for Rhode Islanders with disabilities to know about their health insurance?
Yeah, I'm going to start by saying I'm not a huge fan of the word insurance, because it doesn't come close to telling what a good managed care organization like Neighborhood can do for a member or patient. It's not about, you know, you insure your car, and you can insure physical things against loss, but this is more than that. Neighborhood Health Plan is a managed care organization. And so anyone who becomes a member at Neighborhood, this is about managing your health care, not just insuring something. So what does that mean? It's a really good idea when you're looking for your managed care organization, or who is going to manage your health care with you, not for you. You've got to have input in it.
Yeah.
You want to know what do they have to help support you? Their team of care managers, like Neighborhoods, that are there to answer questions, to help guide your care, to find referring doctors, to help you in whatever comes up in your care. Not just care managers, but member advocates. When problems develop, who can advocate for you and look at the services you may need. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners and viewers have an acute understanding that it might be durable medical equipment. Mm-hmm. It might be special services in physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. You know, it could be a wide range of specialists that need to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
All things that, you know, if we're just talking insurance, people are covered. Yeah. Okay. Yes, it's all covered. But how do we manage it? That's what a lot of people are struggling with today. How do I get to that doc? How do I get to that specialist? How do I get that piece of equipment I need? You know, managing how we keep ourselves healthy and how we prevent snags in our healthcare. That's what a good MCO does. That's what Neighborhood has been doing for 30 years. It is our mission.
And I appreciate in that answer, you really touched on, you know, that healthcare is so integrated into so many different aspects of our lives. And particularly, we were recently interviewing someone over at the Division of Developmental Disabilities, and they referenced themselves as being the payer of last resort, which immediately sort of brings in, okay, sort of the function that healthcare and managed care organizations then play. So I'm sort of curious, you know, as the division shares that they are the payer of last resort, or so when possible, that, you know, health insurance really should be utilized first, that then makes it important that people know what their managed care covers, what their health insurance covers. Mm-hmm. What are some easy or convenient ways for individuals and families to know about those kinds of opportunities, or what they should be going to health insurance prior to, you know, the division? How does someone navigate that?
That's a great question. And I think that, again, let's start with a premise. That whole idea of going to someone as last resort, neighborhood, we don't want you to get there. That's the whole point of good management. Mm-hmm. You get on our website and you've got an easy and convenient way of looking up policies, coverage patterns, what's covered, your summary of benefits. You can look at our member handbook. There's so much information that's readily available about what we can do for you, how we can help you, the services that are available. And even beyond that, if you're like, oh, this website, there's so much here, I need to talk to somebody. Absolutely. We've got a team of member service representatives. That's what they do. They are there right now. They're there all the time to be able to answer questions, direct you in the right place. Questions are neither too big or too small. They're neither too picky or too whatever. It's all good. That's part of good management, because you can't, you know, today's healthcare, let's admit today's healthcare is complex.
Right.
We've all been there. We've all hit a snag. We've all some piece of information is missing here and I need it. And so that's the management. That's the M in MCO. And that's what, quite frankly, that's what Neighborhood has prided itself on 30 years of doing very well. Boots on the ground, where our members are, call us. You can go to our website. You can call your care manager if you're assigned one. You can call member services. You can call a member advocate. We want many, many roads for you to help manage your healthcare with us.
Can you share a little bit about the difference between if someone has a neighborhood health plan with Medicaid or whether they're dual eligible, you know, with neighborhood integrity plan? You know, a lot of people don't really understand how that all works, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So our Medicaid system in the state of Rhode Island is, and again, Medicaid systems are run through the states. It's sort of a federal money and state money together, but the states run it. And with the assistance of a great Executive Office of Health and Human Services department in the state government, Neighborhood is one of the managed care organizations that does Medicaid business. And when the state deems you eligible for Medicaid, you can be a Medicaid member with Neighborhood. And it's our goal to make sure you get everything that a Medicaid member is entitled to, quality health care with a robust network of all the possible providers you need, all the possible services, DME. Now, what if you're not only eligible for Medicaid, you've been deemed eligible by the state for Medicaid, but you also qualify for Medicare? Well, now you're in a very special group, the dual eligibles. Now, there's lots of different ways of saying this. They all mean the same thing. You're a dual eligible, or you're an MMP member, that's Medicaid Medicare plan, or it goes by the name Integrity. So we got lots of different ways of saying the same thing. Now you're eligible for everything that a Medicaid and enrollee can have, and you're eligible for everything that a Medicare enrollee can have. Now, the MMP line of business, so to speak, along with Medicaid, one thing they have in common, these are the most at-risk Rhode Islanders. By the very nature of your eligibility, we know there are social determinants of health at play. We know there are underlying health conditions. We know this person might be of advanced age. We know this person might have very severe chronic diseases. These are the people that need managed care more than we're going to call it the typical person you might think of who's just going about their life. If you're in this enrollment, we know you need a little extra care, a little extra management, and we're prepared to do it. So to the point of your question, if you're now dual eligible, you do get lots of extra things under the Medicare plan. Preventive dental care, you get extra $35 a month healthy food savings card, gym membership, including in-person and virtual fitness classes. You can have healthy meals delivered to your home for any time when you're discharged from the hospital for a period of time, in-home companion services. And of course, every person who's in the dual eligible MMP line of business has a care manager assigned to them automatically.
And you mentioned the important role the care manager plays, and I could envision a listener or two who may even have neighborhood health plan and say, how do I know who my care manager is? And if they don't already know, what's a good way for someone to find out who their care manager is?
Definitely. You can always contact neighborhood health plan through our member services, especially if you're in the Integrity line of business. Like I said, the dual eligibles, the MMP, the Integrity. You can call 1-844-812-6896. That's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and get plugged in through our member services and simply start asking the questions. We'll do the managing for you. You tell us what your question is. We'll get you where you need to go. That's the whole point of this, is when it gets complex, we try to make it simple. And we all imagine from years ago, the easy button, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of what that's part of good healthcare management.
And really, that's what people want to hear, that, you know, they have someone guiding them, whatever insurance it is. They want to make sure people are guiding them through the process.
Yes, we're all there. You know, no matter what you do for a living, and I, as a general surgeon, and I'm still a patient.
Yeah.
I go to my doctor, too. I have to get referrals. I need to go to the lab. And we see it. We all see it, and we all know it. When things get complex or there's a snag, you always like to have someone who shows up with the easy button.
Right. So with that said, there are also some people that have had to deal with certain situations. So what are some misconceptions about health insurance you think are helpful to dispel?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to what I was saying earlier. You use that word insurance company, and people think, oh, huge glass building, stockholders, profits, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, that's not it. The neighborhood health plan is a 30-year growing Rhode Island grown business that started 30 years ago with 1,500-ish Medicaid members. and has grown internally. It's about nonprofit status. It's about being cost effective, of course, cost effective healthcare. The magic spot you want to be in is high quality, cost effective healthcare. Those are the first two components of our mission. And then the third one is being delivered for the most at risk Rhode Islanders. And that's what you want to put all together. That is the misconception, is that, oh, insurance companies, they're all about, they're just going to try and save money. No, no. If we save money on something because we can get it cost effectively, the money we save goes to help another member.
Right.
And I think you're right. I think that there is sort of this idea that those things are mutually exclusive, that either you can be cost effective or you can be serving your members, but that really there's a tension between those two things. So I appreciate you sort of acknowledging, but also sharing how that isn't necessarily what's reflected within your work.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the principles are similar to what we all live in our daily lives, in that we know we all want to take the funds we have and the resources we have and do the most we can for our lives. At Neighborhood, we look at it from the perspective of we've got X amount of funds and we want to do as much as we can for as many members as we can, the best we can. And so that's where the decisions of cost effectiveness come from.
So one thing that the developmental disability community raised concerns about over the years is really access to specialists. I think about, you know, dentists as an example, who both take their insurance, but then also have experience with people with developmental disabilities. So curious, from your point of view, what role does Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island have in responding to these concerns?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, our role is to make sure we have the most robust network we can possibly have. And we feel like we've accomplished that. We, you know, between our behavioral health providers and our internal, our medical providers, as well as providers in other areas, in our relationships with other providers, even out of state. We have, I'm going to ballpark estimate 5,000, 6,000 providers ready to address just about anything you could possibly need. And that's our goal. That's our first goal. If for us to do anything, we need a robust network. Now, on top of that, it's getting you where you need to be. If you're struggling with, well, I don't know who's in your network. I don't know who takes care of this thing they tell me I've got to go through it. And you know, and everyone asks the question, who's the best?
Right.
Who should I go
right.
see?
Right.
Our care managers, our member advocates, our member services can help point you to the in-network providers that can take care of what you need. And in the event, it can happen, in the event that there's something you need, a specialist you need, a procedure you need, that for some reason is not obtainable anywhere in Rhode Island within our network, we'll help you go where you got to get it. It's just that simple. We will always get you to where it's done in our network. If for some reason it's not in our network anywhere, we'll help you go where you got to go.
The theme that kind of seems to be very consistent in this conversation that I've appreciated is that idea that you really should view your relationship with your health insurance provider as truly that a relationship, one that you should have some regular communication, regular connection to, and that you know, should be viewed as sort of a partner in your healthcare that is almost, it sounds pretty integral to what you're doing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If I were going to maybe put it in words a little different way, you know, the state of Rhode Island, working in close concert with Neighborhood Health Plan in the Medicaid and dual eligible space, Medicaid, Medicare space, there's a tremendous amount of effort and resources put into making sure all of this care is in place. And it's there for the asking. That's it. So, well, I'm going to jump back to what Deanne was saying about misconceptions. if your misconception is, oh, I don't want to talk to that company. Oh, they're just going to want something from me. No, actually, all we like to know is what's your active phone number and what's your active address, because we want to send you things and offer you things and give you good information about taking care of yourself. That's all we want. Otherwise, we would love to just make sure everything you want is available to you.
As a person with a disability, I love hearing that kind of walking together. And I know that people want to make sure their voices are heard. How does Neighborhood ensure that the members that they serve, that their voices are heard?
Oh, you know, absolutely. You know, great question. And I believe that you all have some experience in this. You know, we have member advocacy committees. There's no better way to know what your members are thinking and saying and talking about on Facebook or Twitter, TikTok, and all the things people do nowadays. What are they saying about Neighborhood? What are they thinking about Neighborhood? What improvements would they like to see in Neighborhood? We like to, so to speak, get that information straight from the tap. So we have committees where we bring in members to say, tell us what you're hearing. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us what you're feeling. Is there some place? Is there a pain point? Is there a form, a call of this or that, that you're like, oh, that wasn't really useful. Why'd you do that? Why don't you do this? You know, again, thinking that anyone in today's healthcare has got it all figured out perfectly is a little fanciful. Let's all take a dose of reality and understand that as we deliver this service, even after 30 great years and very proudly being the number one MMP plan in the country by our rating agencies, in the country, number one MMP plan, even at that point, humility allows us to say, we know there's still stuff we can work on.
Right.
We want our members to tell us that. It's the best practical way for us to get better.
Excellent. Thank you. Well,
thank you
so much for your time today. We've really appreciated the conversation. And we also want to create space because Deanne and I very much fit into that category of we don't know what we don't know either. And so we wanted to kind of create some space to really ask you, is there anything else that, you know, that you want people to know about Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island? Or if you were us, you know, was there a question that we should have asked you today that simply on the basis of we don't know what we don't know, we didn't know to ask?
No, you know, I'll go back to, you know, just that understanding of not having the misconception that it's some sort of, oh, yeah, they don't, you know, they're not out for me. Actually, that's our mission. That's our mantra. It starts all the way with our CEO, Peter Marino. It goes through every vice president, every director, every manager, and every individual contributor in this company that, you know, after a wonderful 30 years of being in Rhode Island and now serving, not, we talked Medicaid and dual eligible. We didn't even mention our commercial line of business through the health benefit exchange, which provides subsidized health care. So at fantastic rates, you can get neighborhood coverage. That's for families, individuals, small businesses. So there's a lot to us. And the only other thing I'd say is we are going nowhere. In the future, the MMP line of business is going to transition. The federal government and state are transitioning dual eligible programs, and Neighborhood will be a strong part of that transition and going to what's called a FIDE SNP. You don't need the whole acronym, but it stands for Dual Eligible Special Needs Program. So all of our members can stay right with us as this transition occurs, and Neighborhood will be here for you. We've been here for you for 30 years. Our most cherished goal is being here for you another 30 more.
Well, Dr. Adiano, we really appreciate your time. And thank you again for coming and speaking about the importance of and the role of managed care organization in people's lives. And so, again, thank you.
No, thank you
so much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Well, Deanne, we have talked to a wide range of individuals on the podcast, and I'm always sort of excited when we talk to someone who's sort of adjacent to the developmental disabilities
right.
community, right? Where this isn't their every day, all day, and the work that they do is really critical and important to the disability community. So I'm excited that you had the idea of talking to Neighborhood, because I think, you know, they are a really important puzzle piece in a lot of people's lives. And as Dr. Adiano shared, should probably be viewed as more of a partner when at times healthcare can be really, at least I'll speak for my own self, healthcare can at times be intimidating, you know, can be just rife with sort of doubt. Am I doing this right? Or, you know, am I doing the right thing? So it was nice to sort of hear his perspective.
I actually enjoyed hearing the whole partnership because, and when he said, you know, he doesn't like the word insurance. He likes the word partnership because we're here to serve you. It was his mentality. And I like that because it took the negativity out of it and really kind of focused it on, you know, we're going to work together to make sure you get what you need.
Yeah.
And whatever insurance company that you have, you know, we interviewed Neighborhood Health, but it's always kind of good to think about it that way.
Yeah. And I think you're right that it really, I think what this conversation, my takeaway from this conversation was, even when things get hard, even when things are complex, because we know that is just sort of the reality for many people, that's even more of a time that we should be viewing health insurance as partners and as, you know, collaborators, which again, I think, you know, there's certainly good reason and history as to why people might feel differently. And at the same time, I think there is value in having a conversation about how do we shift and how do we shift the relationships that we have in order to improve sort of our own personal health outcomes, right?
Right. And I think that, I mean, it's hard for anybody to go through an insurance process, whether you have a disability or not. But when you do have a disability, it's an added layer, right? Because you have durable equipment, you have other needs that need to be met. And directly, insurance companies have not always been willing to cover people who have that level of extent need. So, you know, it can be overwhelming, it can be jarring, but it's a necessity, right? And so we all need to figure out how to navigate it together. I especially liked when he said, even if they're not in your network, we'll still get you there.
Yeah.
And so that is also pretty unheard of.
Yeah. I also, you know, was thinking more about, you know, what he shared at the start of the interview around sort of the connection between the work that Neighborhood Health does within the broader sort of context of Health and Human Services in Rhode Island, and how, and we know, right, like the Division of Developmental Disabilities is under that umbrella as well. And so thinking about the importance of all these connections, I think is important and useful for us to be aware of, because they are all interconnected.
Yeah. And we kind of need one to do the other.
Right.
So, you know,
absolutely.
It's not all going to be an island unto itself. Whether you have a disability or not, you want somebody to help you. What's going to be a good team for you?
Yeah. You know? Well, and also just making sure, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that we talked about as we were preparing for the interview too was thinking about how is it that people can, you know, either strengthen their understanding of these connections, but really what became most important was, how is it that people can get information in a way that is meaningful to them so
right.
that they really are really getting the most out of their benefits, you know, that they are getting the most out of their experience, again, with the idea of a higher quality of life, hopefully.
And not one size fits all, right? So whether
Right.
it's neighborhood or another insurance company, people need to be aware what they're going to get and what they can offer and find the rate that fits them.
Right.
Find the rate,
And then how to utilize it.
Right.
Excellent. Check out the links in our episode description for more resources that we identified during today's episode. And that's our show for today. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed making it. Our technical director is the exceptional Crystal Cerullo. A big thanks to our theme song creator, Andy Cerullo, Caitlin Christie, our podcast logo creator, and our sponsor, Advocates in Action Rhode Island, our statewide self-advocacy organization. We hope you'll check out our next episode. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.